Greetings, everyone. I am Selena Monk. I am the program coordinator for the Durham County Health Department non-traditional testing program, jail testing program, and syphilis elimination project. In 1998, 28 counties accounted for 50% of all early syphilis cases. At that time, CDC decided to come up with a plan to get syphilis to elimination levels. Durham County had a syphilis rate of 8 times higher than the national rate, and so we received funding in 1999 to fund a syphilis elimination project. Currently, we have 6 counties total in the state of North Carolina that receive funding. Each year, the syphilis elimination coordinators in the state get together to meet to talk about our program goals and adjust them accordingly. Our 2008 meeting focused on coming up with strategies to address the issue of increased primary and secondary cases of syphilis. We all agreed that we needed an innovative approach to address these issues. And specifically in Durham County, we started seeing an increase among 16 to 24 year olds. And so we needed something innovative to address this issue among the young population. And so we decided, along with the research that is out there, that to address this issue among this population was to incorporate some type of social networking site. So Durham County was selected as the pilot program to initiate this initiative. And once people decided to join, and we decided on the Facebook page that they would become fans as a way to help them make informed decisions about their sexual health, to provide them regular updates about our testing events in the community. And the page would allow them to come and get tested in the community, and also too would provide them a way to get information from a credible source. So what we did, we recruited approximately 75 young people from a local high school and a local historically black university to ask them questions about accessing information about sexual health from a social networking site. The reasons that we chose these sites was at the local high school, I'm actually housed there once a week at their wellness center, providing sexual health information to the students during their lunch period. And also in 2007, we had new cases of syphilis to emerge from this high school. And the administration there was got their staff and students actively involved in addressing this issue in the school. The local university has a HIV-STD peer education program, which I co-advise. So when we went to these students and asked them about the different types of social networking sites, MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, all but one student knew how to tweet, which coincides with the research that young people are not tweeting. And many of them said that they would not access the information from a MySpace page because they didn't see that as a way to connect with other people that they already knew to get information from. It was a way for them to actually connect with new people. And so 10 students from those focus groups came and decided that they wanted to provide more input about what the tabs would look like on the Facebook page, as well as organizing the information. So after we gathered the information from the focus groups and compiled it, we sent it internally for review and approval. But as a progressive county, we didn't have too much of a challenge with trying to implement the Facebook page, because in early 2009, Durham County government had launched a Facebook and Twitter page. And so the final product is Known as Sexy, or the Kids Facebook page. And the name came from the feedback of the students who wanted a page that merged knowledge and heightened awareness about sexual health. And specifically, they wanted the information to come from the health department, and specifically from me, because I am a face that they identify with in the community. And just a little note, this is not the current information. If you want to see what's currently posted, you actually have to go to the page and see it for yourself, so we can also increase our fan interaction page views. as you can see here. So the evaluation of Page includes the continuous goal of having more than 50% of our fans being community members versus professionals within the target range of 16 to 24. This goal, along with measuring our fan interaction, is easily accessible through the insight feature that is provided through Facebook. Since the launch of this page in April, on April 19th, 2009, we have 594 fans. Actually, 592, one of them is my husband, and I am actually my own fan. So they are viewing the updated information, the links, photos from events, upcoming event information, and weekly discussion topics. We do on Thursday nights. The feedback that we got was that they would access it on a weekday evening in the evening. So usually about 8:30, 9 o'clock, they can go and view the information and even post comments, and we leave the discussions open so they can go back anytime to view those. And for our testing events, we collect client demographics as well as information about how they have heard about us. So this way we're able to track the people who accessed or heard about our information through the Facebook page. The advantage of using the Facebook page is that there's no cost to do this at all. You just set up the page. Also, we're able to promote our events through the Facebook page as well as raise awareness not only about syphilis but other STDs and related sexual health information. And then, and as in the picture, the bottom right, in our community events, we're able to also inform the community about the page as well, just in case we don't have enough time while we're there, because a lot of times it is a one-shot deal, and provide them an outlet for further information. And also, it's viral among the social networks. We actually, once the site was set up, I informed two of my colleagues and the president of the HIV-STD peer education group at the time, and it just spread like wildfire through the social networks to let them know about the site. Verbal feedback, however, stated that there was no way for them to be anonymous on the page because their picture is there, people can see them. And so to address this issue, we launched a KISS text message line in July of 2009 so they can send questions about STDs, testing, and other sexual health related information. Additionally, we provide fans the opportunity to schedule video counseling sessions through Skype. And for those who are not familiar with Skype, we are going to try to incorporate Gmail video chat later. Also, for us to separate business from personal activities, we decided on the business page versus a personal page. However, we don't have access to an internal email or instant messaging with that feature. And the Facebook page involvement of the fans is only going to be as active as the person who is monitoring the page. However, there's a thin line between the updates and new information and overwhelming the fans with information. So previously, North Carolina Syphilis Elimination Project focused on intensive community education efforts where we went door to door to test people. However, this is not an effective way for encouraging those under 24 to get tested. So with our new initiative of doing community block party testing events along with advertising it on Facebook, we have seen an increase of those under 24 coming to get tested. Additionally, the information that we provided, there has to be a balance between being in the community, having that presence there, as well as on the Facebook to be effective. And I want to acknowledge these people and organizations, and specifically our public health advisor, Jan Scott, for taking a chance with us to have this initiative in the state of North Carolina. Thank you.